The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then quickly go and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Nomads, gypsies, vagabonds, wayfarers, pilgrims, kings and queens of the road, what do they all have in common? You can discuss it amongst yourselves, I can wait. They're all terms that we use for people on the move, people that are on a journey. And we can toss the word disciple into that group. And in fact, we had a number of them join our ragtag band last night. You know, it's a trite expression to say that life is a journey. But you know, trite expressions are often true. And life is a journey. We're all on that journey. Maybe not measured in miles, but measured in time. We journey from yesterday to tomorrow. And everything that we need for the journey of life is found here. Here, we find water, refreshing water, water from the rock, water that cleanses, water that saves. Here is a meal, bread and wine, body and blood, substantial, satisfying, saving is this meal. And here we find our companions. We never journey alone, we journey together. Just look around. Sometimes we carry one another along the way. Sometimes we're the ones that are being carried. But we journey together. And we gather and share stories. Stories that tell us where we have been. Stories of what has happened to us along the way. The story from garden to desert. From mountaintop to plain, from slavery to freedom, from suffering to tomb to life. And here we find our guide, the one who has gone before us and has come back to lead us along the way. Here is Jesus, the risen one. We see him in our companions, in the meal. We don't have to wander aimlessly by ourselves, for he has come back to lead us. Everything we need for the journey of life is found here at Easter. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that leads us, helps us, guides us along the journey, along life's journey, along the journey of everlasting life.